Hey everybody, it's Aaron here from The Spotlight. Thanks for tuning in and listening to some of our episodes. You can hear new episodes of The Spotlight every week on Acaville Radio. We're at acaville.org. You can catch us in the Apple App Store or on TuneIn Radio. And if you're a member, you can hear back episodes of all of our shows anytime you want. Check out membership information over at acaville.org. Thanks so much. You're listening to community-supported Acaville Radio, streaming a cappella around the clock at acaville.org. Acaville, your home for Aca awesomeness. I am delighted to be joined in the spotlight this episode by the women of the world. Hello, welcome.
Hi.
So you guys, of course, Harmony Sweepstakes champs from last year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Talk about the group. What's the origin story? How did the group get started?
So we all met in Berklee College of Music in Boston, and we all from different countries. George is from Italy. Deborah's from Haiti. And U.S.
There's some hand gestures going on here, yes. Haiti-ish, yes. Sounds like, yes.
And Annette is from India, and my name is Ayumi, I'm from Japan. And we formed this group around 7 or 8 years ago. This was my biggest dream to sing songs for peace with musicians from all around the world. And that's the woman of the world.
Did you form while at Berklee?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And were you all students together at the same time when that happened?
Or? No, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting thing is the core members, actually Georgia and I kind of co-created this group. And, you know, the international students, they have to sometimes leave the country or stay. Like right. There's some member changes. But this formation, it's been 2.5 years.
Three years. Yeah.
That's and impressive. It's been amazing. We toured together, and we spent lots of time. We spent not just a fun time, but we, you know, when we have a problem, when we have a tear, we always try to get together and solve this together. So that's also right. Kind of our journey.
How do you, because I know sometimes you know, the core four of you perform a cappella, yes. But you have other members of the ensemble that are instrumentalists as well.
Correct.
True.
Yes.
How do you balance what you do a cappella, what you do accompanied? How does that decision get made?
Well, it depends on the venue. It depends for how long we have to sing. It depends on, but because many people know us as a cappella, but
sure.
Let's say that in the East Coast, a lot of people know that we have the band as well. So
interesting.
You know, when we are asked to do a concert, it depends of the venue, but. The truth also is that the four of us, we have an a cappella set and we can go
right.
on. But when we are implemented by the band, is just the possibilities, the musical possibilities, they grow exponentially. So with our band, it's just it's a big sound from all around the world.
That's great. How are there tunes that are in the same set of rep when you're accompanied and when you sing a cappella?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
A few, actually.
Yeah.
How do they differ in terms of your experience of doing them?
Well, when playing with a band, we have the opportunity to incorporate rhythms that we can't necessarily sing.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about the music we perform is that it comes from totally different idioms of music.
Yeah.
So they come with different backgrounds of rhythm, backgrounds of harmony. And so what we do is our band members can supply that quintessential feel mm-hmm. from whatever country we're performing the music from. And then we kind of go on top of that and add our own Women of the World flavor.
The color on
yeah.
that. Yeah, yeah,
on
absolutely.
Top of it. Yeah.
Does that make instrumentation difficult because of the wide range of musical idioms?
No. I think that our musicians are really, they're really versatile and they can mm-hmm. play many, many styles. So, which is kind of one of the requirements that, you know, when we search for musicians to play with,
sure.
we are trying to find these kind of people. So they are really, really amazing. amazing musicians from all over the world.
Most of them are actually multi-instrumentalists. So, for instance, we just came from a tour. We did a month in Japan and China. Mm-hmm. And our flautist also plays sax and also plays a lot of Chinese wind instruments. Wow. And plays the iwi. And, you know, our keyboard player also plays the accordion and the piano and sings. And so, you know, that's really helpful. And the great thing is that anytime that we do a song or do an arrangement, we're trying to honor the culture that it comes from, mm-hmm. but then we're also trying to put our little stamp on it and have our instrumentalists also bring their cultural ideas and perspectives into play.
What is it that you do to a song to women of the world, is it? What is that stamp?
Well, honestly, we just be who we are.
It just because, sort of comes through.
Yeah, technically,
that.
The songs that we choose, we're not from many of the countries that we're representing song-wise. So what we do is we try our best to get the root of the song, the core of the song, but regardless of how far we go, we're still not from that country.
Right.
So it's going to sound like a woman of the world sound regardless.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's hear an example of that. Let's hear an Italian folk song that you have. Do you want to talk a little bit about that tune?
Yes, absolutely. Maybe we can also mention that sometimes we choose the song because, you know, it has a certain meaning. Sometimes we like a song. Sometimes we decide to just, you know, bring a song from that country because we didn't explore that music. And we have on our set, we usually have at least one song that represents the four of us. Oh. Our countries,
right,
of origin.
Right.
And so L'Uva Fogarina was, it's a very cute and funny folk song that usually is sang by a choir. So you have these choirs up in the mountains and they sing these kind of songs. So it talks about this particular time of the year when we harvest the grapes, and we do the new wine. So L'Uva Fogarina is from a specific part of Italy. Fogarina is a specific part, and uva means grapes. So it's like a celebration of the earth and, you know, the new wine and all the parties that you can...
Awesome. Well, let's party. That sounds great. Here they are. It's Women of the World.
E bella l'uva fogali, e come bello se per la vendemmia a fa l'amore fra l'amore, amore in mezzo al pra. Filar l'an vuol filar, così non la saltare, il sole la campagna, il sole la campagna. Filar l'an vuol filar, così non la saltare, il sole la campagna, la disca le fa mal. Teresina briaguna, poca voglia a lavorare, la settota una vestaglia, la cancora da pagare. E non fa più a mesi la va, e meno a settimane la va, la va poche ore, la poche ore la va, e non fa più a mesi la va, e meno a settimane la va, la va poche ore. E dopo ad un macca, sul passo, tra le pelle, perché i forelli palanchi, forelli palanchi, sul passo, tra le pelle, perché i forelli palanchi, canto macca. Forelli palanchi, canto macca.
That was fun. That was great. Thank you very much. Talk about, you guys have organized the group very thoughtfully, and you talked about this in the founding process, around sort of a set of core values that I think you are very communicative about and very thoughtful about in a way that some other groups are not. And I wonder how was that decided upon? How did you make that decision to make that sort of the theme for the group about unity and peace and those pieces?
For me, to I'm always thinking about how to make peace with not just the world, within the community too. And I found that to have an interest in someone is creating a bridge towards, you know, I'm interested in, I would like to know about you. And they feel more open towards me as well. And then it's like also like, and then through music, we can make friends. You know, music sure. is a universal language that we can all speak. And so that's the kind of core value. I was very interested in the world, and I was interested in the people. And knowing and studying about their culture and life, I kind of like felt, wow, we're becoming closer and closer. And that's how I want to create the peace in the community. And if we can, more like world scale. Mm-hmm. So that's the core value of Women of the World. We would like to know more about the world, and we would like to show that it's possible. Like, we work together, and yeah. we can get, how to say, without, even though we have, like, you know, we speak in different languages, we like sure. different food, we right. you know.
But lots of differences, but a exactly. commonality as well.
Yeah.
Do you does that decision making process, or that core, does that affect how you choose repertoire, for example, and how you go about what you do? How does that anchor point reflect itself through the other things that you do as a group?
I believe that we choose music that we really like, and mm-hmm. what we sing, we sometimes don't necessarily sing just, okay, peace, peace, peace. We don't right. sing about peace, but what we do speak kind of for itself.
Yeah.
So we believe in, we have the core value, but when we do music, we just have fun. We just, you know, enjoy the music and just appreciate the music. And I hope that energy carried towards the peace.
I think it seems like when you're enjoying yourself, that engenders that reaction in the audience as well. And other yes, people are doing that too.
Of course.
Well, let's hear another tune from the group. And let's hear a Bulgarian folk song that you have. Do you want to talk a little bit about this tune as well? Tell just a couple words about it.
Well, actually, Bulgarian music is one of the, you know, founding elements of this group. And the first song that Women of the World ever did was a piece called Ergen Dedo. And we love Bulgarian music because of the dissonance that mm-hmm. you hear. There's mm-hmm. lots of close seconds, lots of close, you know, clusters. And also the tonality, the tone of voice that you use, or the timbre of voice that is used is very, you know, front, forward, sort of pointed almost. We're still perfecting that. You know, it's a work in progress.
That is one of the examples where our sound gets in.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, I mean, but it's our take exactly. on Bulgarian right. music, so we hope sure. you like it.
Well, here they are. We're going to head to a break. We'll talk more with Women of the World after the break, and we'll hear them do this tune right now. Here they are.
Come on. Честе го любя до живот. Kavasviri.
You're listening to community-supported Acaville Radio, streaming a cappella around the clock at acaville.org. Acaville, where every instrument is portable. That was the first half of our segment with this group on the Spotlight. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, more songs, and all kinds of good stuff, become a member of Acaville. We're a nonprofit, and we rely on memberships to help keep the station going. You can find out all the details over at acaville.org. Members get lots of benefits, including listening to back episodes of many of our shows anytime you want, including this one. Check it out. Thanks so much.